I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The recent terrorist attacks in Paris and Mali have made foreign policy issues a top concern in the Democratic presidential race. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, a number of political observers believe that this development poses big challenges for Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Over the past 6 months, economic issues have dominated the Democratic presidential race. And Bernie Sanders' strong focus on the issue of income inequality has helped propel his candidacy in Iowa and New Hampshire. But after the recent terrorist attacks, the major issue in the presidential race has now turned to foreign policy. And there are questions about whether the Sanders campaign is prepared to deal with this change. UVM political science professor Garrison Nelson says many voters will view Hillary Clinton's experience as Secretary of State as a huge advantage for her.
I think that Hillary is going to score points on foreign policy, and that Bernie can't effectively counter that, quite frankly. So he is going to find himself in a difficult position.
Sanders has criticized Clinton's judgment on foreign policy issues, particularly because she voted for the Iraq War in 2003 while he voted against it. Nelson thinks it might be time for Sanders to stop mentioning this vote.
He's got to let that one go. That's ancient history, because people are now going to see that vote as a smart move as a consequence of what's happened since.
Norwich University political science professor Megan Remmel thinks Sanders made a mistake in the opening moments of the most recent debate when he spoke about the tragedy in Paris and then quickly pivoted to his core issue of income inequality.
I have no doubt that he's probably very well versed in foreign policy, but it almost makes him look like he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's choosing to go back to his comfort zone of economic issues.
And Rummel says Sanders would be better off if he tried to find some issue differences with Clinton during her tenure as Secretary of State.
She was Secretary of State. She did have to take responsibility for things that happened under her term as Secretary of State as part of the Obama administration. So that is a liability for her.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says there's no doubt that the shift in focus to foreign policy issues has been good for the Clinton campaign.
Because she can point to her experience as Secretary of State and say, I've been there in difficult foreign policy situations, and that's experience that serves me well to be president. Now, Bernie Sanders, if we look at his career in Congress, he's never really had a strong interest in foreign policy and national security.
And Davis says Sanders has to walk a fine line if he challenges Clinton's record as Secretary of State.
I'm not sure if Sanders wants to aggressively criticize Hillary Clinton for her years as Secretary of State, because that would be, by implication, criticizing Obama as well, who remains very popular among Democrats in blue states especially.
In a speech last week at Georgetown University, Sanders said it would be a mistake for the United States to take a leading role in the battle against ISIS. Instead, he called for Russia and countries in the Middle East to join together with the countries of NATO to form a new coalition to combat terrorism. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.